Yeah. I'm not sure that the whole journalistic brigade did themselves any favours in their pursuit. I mean, not only Fat, but there were a few others who were very quick to damn Conor McKenna.
I agree with that, Jim, and let's have a discussion about that. You last night, BT, we didn't hear it. We were on the Friday rub, but we could see you getting worked up on the pre-match of Channel 7.
I wasn't getting worked up at all.
And just for those who didn't see it, because we certainly didn't see it on Triple M, but you did have a bit to say about it. Oh, I think it's a good way into that conversation, Jim, to see see it through Brian's eyes.
To me, it's about the accountability of the media, and not just the journalists, but footballers like myself that are in the media. How someone can come out last week and say that, I think the quote was, a handful of players tomorrow are going to be outed at the Essendon Football Club, when that did not... How can you actually tell... Where is the accountability for that? We've got to be very careful. Players like myself have come out and commented on McKenna as well, without really knowing the facts.
All right, I think you raise a really good point, but before we delve deeper into it, name names.
Name them, Bob.
Well, it's pretty obvious. Well, Caro came out on the Footy Show the other night and said that I don't think she said five or six. I think she said a handful of players are going to be named tomorrow. It wasn't true.
She did say that. Yeah,
it didn't happen.
Footy Classified.
And so what I want to know is, how can you say that if it's not true?
Yeah. I agree with you with some reporting on the Conor McKenna situation. It was one stage. The question had to be asked, was it going to be the whole team? And then we knew straight away that wasn't. Then was it going to be half the team? Was it going to be the back line? Was it going to be the players?
People
took leaps of faith in what they were hearing.
See, it's a bigger thing, Damien. I look at you guys and us as ex-footballers but not qualified journalists. And I think at the moment it's disgraceful what's going on. You guys are all guessing about. You all got on the back of it. And I don't know whether
Don't throw us all in, BT. That's what I'm saying.
You did personally, but
I feel
the grand final.
Let him go.
The grand final in Perth. Look, everyone jumped on that bag when you hear Grant because they knew it was a good news story. They knew it was going to fill the full time radio station that talks about sport. They knew it was going to fill the full time TV channel that talks about football. They knew, but what they also knew was that it was never, ever going to happen. There is an agreement until 2057, which is worth $500 million with the Victorian government, that is never going to allow that to happen. And that's on the, and aside from that, we don't know what we're doing beyond round 7. So how can you start talking about grand finals? It's just bullshit.
I wouldn't link the grand final issue with the Conor McKenna one, because we're dealing with fact with Conor McKenna and how it played out. The grand final one is a fair discussion.
No, the grand final one is fact as well then. I reckon you can put it into the fact column easily. There is not going to be a grand final in Perth.
I actually agree with you, but it's still a talking point when the state government...
That's my point. We talk about these things ad nauseum.
Be careful about where you go with talking point, BT, because no one says more rubbish than you at times.
And they're not.
So if you want to talk about accountability...
I'll give you another example.
That's a good jab.
Oh, the season's going to start in July, August. And I'm thinking, no, it's not. It's going to start in June. But no, we're all really into July, August, because that's what suited us as media to talk about. It's just nonsense what we carry. I think
we should go back to reporting
and talking about facts.
Well, you'll be number one on the list next week. All right?
So we will be having
our people
because you know what I do?
Everything you say.
I talk about the game.
Brian, do you really want to go down this path and be accountable on the way you call the game?
Well, go on. Go your hardest.
Well, the Western Bulldogs last week had a... You said Lockie Ash played for them. And he played for the other team.
And what, you don't make mistakes at work?
No, but where do you want to go with the accountability of it?
But that's not an accountability. That's not...
Yes, it is. No, I think it is.
Hang on.
He played for the other team.
No, but hang on.
Jim, jump in.
That is not talking about lying. That is a mistake. Like, when I call today, I will get a player wrong.
But
that is,
you're using the word accountability.
Hang on.
No one's lied about the grand final.
That is a mistake. That is nothing to do with accountability. That has nothing to do with the fact that there will never, ever be a grand final in Perth as long as we sit here. So why are we bothering to talk about it? It is a lie. It is nonsense. It is not going to happen. Yet we have spent a week talking about it.
BT, it was spoken about because the Premier of WA floated
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
That's why people jumped on it. Let's get back to Conor McKenna.
Yes, we all jumped on it here.
But Bristol, we have now got 400 TV and radio footy shows that have to talk about something. So that's why this happens.
Well, that's why we shouldn't make it up.
Let's get back to Conor McKenna because I think that is an example of some people in the journalistic space, Damo, trying to be first instead of being right.
Yep.
That's what I think happened in that space. And therefore, he and his footy club, I think, were discredited in the process.
Yeah, they were. I think unfairly. And we said this time last week, Jim, that there's still nothing that had come across our desk that Conor McQuinn had done so blatantly wrong. Now, he might still be sanctioned under the AFL rules. We already know four players have been for really minor indiscretions. Yep. He might be, and that's fine as well. But some of the commentary around what he was alleged to have done and the reasons behind it were just outright wrong. And
this is my point.
To BT's, this is the topic, BT, to talk about, not the grand final story.
And not whether I make a mistake calling.
Well, you use the word accountability, and you threw the whole media into that, and you're saying that the story's wrong.
Yeah, well, I need to go back there.
I take offence. No, hang on, JB.
You've got your point out.
I take offence to that. That is a mistake. That is a mistake. That is not a lie.
Jim.
Yeah. That's like watching the WA story. That's not a lie.
We're getting away from what we're talking about here.
It's like your parents fighting.
The Conor McKenna issue is it went in a whole direction that it should never have gone. Like the Essendon having to play a reserves team because they're all going to be out. It was like a wildfire that ran away from us rather than actually sitting there and going, righto, well, let's just find out firstly if he does legitimately have it, if anyone else at the club legitimately has it. And that demo was never going to be found out, as I understand it, for 48 hours.
No. Because the media have an insatiable thirst to be first rather than be right.
Which is my point. Yep. So why
and my point
are we at that place? And is it ever going to come back to...
No, and the Herald Sun drove it. I mean, they went through the whole gamut to the point where on the morning of the announcement that James Stewart was the only player to be stood down, they had so many people in quarantine at that stage, so and missing the game. So there's a lot of, look, we get it wrong, Jim. I get it wrong.
No,
other journalists
no,
get it wrong.
But
we're not washing our hands. But to BT's point about the first rather than right thing, that it's unfortunately in this day and age in 2020, it doesn't make it right, but it's not going to change. But I think what has to happen is the reflection upon the work completed, and the Conor McKenna one is exhibit A of what BT, to his point, is referring to.